So we are talking about all the work and everything. I have one story of 2006. It's about two guys who were very excited to do their summer internship way back to their hometown. Not hometown exactly, but like closer to hometown, Delhi. The story is about India, where I'm from. And how what they did and how alcohol is all responsible for one big telecom giant to realize that they had spent around hundreds of thousands of dollars on nothing. So we were doing our Master of Business Administration, MBA. I really don't know why I did that. Because whatever I learned, I'm not using at all, trust me. So we were excited. We want to do our summer internship. It's a two-month internship thing. Go back, no need to come to college. So we were excited. We wanted to do closer to our homeland and like place and you know. And we were doing in the southern part of India, which is pretty much like a regional language and different kind of food and all. If anybody has visited India, they will know. And I'm from North India, so I really hated the food, language, weather, everything. So it's a kind of break time, go back. We did some pitching with our placement coordinator, and we got a project in Airtel, which is one of India's leading telecom brand. And they introduces something called Easy Music. It's about when you call someone and you hear a caller tune, you know, they put against your number especially or something. They pay some money, even in US. So we got that project. First time we went, all excited, two guys, you know, we were MBA, means like big shot kind of suit and all. We went and we were treated like shit. Everybody looked at us that we are nothing, and we were excited having a laptop bag and all that thing. And I looked at my friend, I said, this doesn't, they hate us. He said, no, don't worry, this is first day. Well, okay. Then we met the manager who was supposed to brief us of the project and what we are going to do. Okay. He explained us. We didn't understand anything, whatever he was talking. He was talking a big management terms and all that shit. And we were just looking around here and there. And hey, there was a nice girls working over there. So we were like looking at them. Hey, look at that. She is hot. So we were doing that kind of things. Then he handed us SIM card, two SIM card, and he asked us to pay for that SIM card. And that was a shocker for us. India's leading, you know, telecom giant, two SIM card, couple of dollars, and he's asking us to pay. That day we decided we are gonna screw him by the time we leave here. Okay. So he explained us, he gave us a list, and it was a basically a research work where you go to a territory area, do a research, and figure it out whether this Easy Music is working or not working, and how to improve the services and everything. It was a June and July in India, freaking hot, like 100, 105, 110. You don't want to go in the sun and all this thing. 5 day we did, and we realized it's what we are doing. We are doing like nothing. So we show him some 20 questions, what we prepared. We didn't prepare. We are called one of our senior who did that kind of research, ask his questions, modified it, show it. He liked it. That's it. After 5 day, we never went to any research. We used to go 9 o'clock, so show it in front of him, show him our face, and then go back to our friend's house, start watching TV, open the beer bottle, drink beer, evening 5:30, brush our teeth and all, go back to him, says, yeah, we did this, we covered this area, we covered this area, come back. This happened for 40 days. The whole project was 55 days. First 5 days, we did something. Next 40 days, we didn't do nothing. Last 10 days, and this guy all of a sudden on Friday says, hey, how's your project going? Now it's about to completion. Let's see what you guys has done, like next have a Monday. And if you are about to complete, probably, you know, we can wind up the project pretty early. You can get a week off, you know, to take a rest. You guys are doing so awesome job in this hot summer. And that was a bummer for us. We realized while coming back, dude, we didn't do nothing, right? We don't have anything. We didn't even open our laptop. No research, nothing. What to show him? Like Monday, we have 2 days. Okay. Means we just gave a thought. Next day, Saturday, there is a bar, 2 o'clock, happy hour, buy one, get one free. Okay. We always go there. We went there, 1:30 we sat, and then we started ordering, and then our mind started working. Okay. He said 900 to 1,000 shops we target. What is the figure you think we can target? He said 970. Okay, 970 is the total figure. So we wrote it in the paper. Now let's see the demography. You know, how many you think will be owned by a woman or a man? India, most men. Make it 700 men. I said, no, make it 800 men. Okay, 800 men, 170 women, shops. Okay, now, 20 questions. First question, how many you think has says first option? Read the question. I will say, second option. Okay, 970, 600 people says second option. 600, second option, 200, first option. Another 20 question within 10 minutes, we have the survey ready. We have the survey ready, 970 people covered. Now the phone number, their details, name, phone number, a little bit of address. Okay, yellow page. There was a bar, so, yellow page kind of thing. We took it, open it, North Delhi area. This is the, proper writer. What's the name? Okay, this is the name. We wrote the name. Whatever the phone number we pick, just whatever phone number, we started writing those phone numbers. You give a call back, and I don't know if that people exist or not. So we did that. Now it's over. By 4 o'clock, we have survey ready. Now we have to put a pictorial representation to show them. By 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, we have that ready also. Saturday evening, our project done. We were drunk, happily drunk, went back home, slept. Sunday, we made conclusion part. I remember two conclusions only. One is stop your Easy Music ad, the commercial, because it was annoying to me personally. I'm telling you, you watch, if you ever see an Airtel, the YouTube Airtel Easy Music commercial, maybe that will pop up. It was so annoying. Close that commercial. That was our first suggestion. Second suggestion, stop charging money to download your Easy Music. Give an offer, first time, second time free, third time, because it cost me some money, so I doesn't want it to pay. These two I remember because I'll tell you why I remember. So these kind of conclusion we present made, and then, as an MBA, you are learned to define objective, scope of work, and blah, blah, blah. And at the end, you put some suggestions and conclusion, and we made completely, I'm telling you, we made a very nice presentation, everything. Monday morning, 10 o'clock, we met that manager. We shows him in a slideshow, conclusion. And the first suggestion, when he read it, stop that commercial. What you guys are talking about? That's hundreds and thousands of dollars we spent on that commercial. He said, that's our observation. Means we are just submitting. It's up to you whether you accept it, not accept it. That's our observation, These many people, 800 people says that. Okay. And we were so confident in our survey. I'm telling you, we were okay, so he took that conclusion. It's a big, and he somehow, I think, pitched to his higher management that we have two MBA people, they are doing the survey, we will be having that. I guess he pitched in. That's why he was taking that much interest. So he then told to his senior managers and all. Evening, he said, tomorrow we will be having a meeting with CFO. Okay, Airtel CFO, he's a big shot. I'm sure he's a big shot. I don't know if he's still the same guy. You guys explain the reason, because it's hundreds and thousands of dollars involved. Okay. We went next day. It was first time we got the free food in the Airtel campus. And that was great. And we explained. We said, sir, we met these people. They said that commercial is not very clear. So that's why we should close and we should, start some other commercial or some flyer or something different. And first time you are promoting this, you should ask them to use free. If they like it, they'll come back to you. It's making a customer. I don't know what we said, how we said. He liked that idea. He closed one complete team of 20 people who were working on that commercial and all. He closed that. Well, nobody lost the job, so it's okay. And then he accepted that report, made for 4 or 5 hours in a bar, in a beer, And he implemented those two, like a couple of more suggestions he implemented. We came back, we got a vacation, we got a list, and he then asked us to submit our, you know, roughly some estimation on the gas and all. He gave us some money back, so we were so happy. After a month, that manager emailed me and him saying, hey, thanks for your great job. It was a very nice job. We implemented these suggestions. The higher management liked it. And that guy got promoted, actually. He became the regional manager because of such a good guidance to us. And he wrote that, now I'm the regional manager for whole Delhi and NCR region. I think I can recruit you guys as our territory manager or something, like, you know, and you, whenever your placement will start, reach out to me and then we'll give you a job. It was a very great news. We were the first two people who got PPO, like pre-placement offer. You know, our placement coordinator were so happy seeing that email. I and my friend, we were then again sitting in the bar, drinking beer, smoking, and said, do you think we should accept that offer? He said, what do you say? I said, on a moral ground, we should not. And technically, we didn't do nothing, so leave it. Just say that we will get back to you. And we didn't accept that offer, his offer, because of the moral ground. And we still, whenever we talk, we say, like, you remember what we did? And yeah, that's what it happens over the beer, when you drink. So yeah, that's the story of me. So thank you.